tonight, 7:05. The movement is Pack PK. In the midst of the craziness that is football season, we have the potential to crown a champion right up the street tonight. Your Eugene Ems need a win against Everett, and they win all the marbles. 2 years ago, he was the sixth-round pick of the Cubbies out of Milton High in Georgia. 4 shutout innings and a clutch performance last night. You can follow him on Twitter at @NewDillonSees. Dylan, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Let's hit on the obvious. Last night, you're getting ready to face Everett. Bottom half of the first, people barely settled in their seats. Peguero goes yard, second hitter of the game. From your chair, getting staked to a lead before you throw a pitch, kind of a jolt is that in such a big game?
Yeah, it's a really good momentum boost right there.
And so now you're out there, you're up a run, get the first two hitters, allow a double, tying run on second. You get Nick Zamorelli to fly out. So as far as facing the cleanup hitter there, you can't be too careful, you know, putting the go-ahead run on. So what was your approach and what did you throw to get out of that little jam?
Well, I was just trying to be aggressive with my fastball because I didn't have great feel for it yesterday. So with him, I believe it was a fastball down and in that he popped up.
In the top of the second, you got a guy on base who got erased, 4-6-3 double play. So you're still, you got the one-run lead. That half inning, what did Brito get with the leadoff, and what got you settled in because you got out of it again?
Yeah, I think he took a fastball up and out and hit it off the wall in right field, but fortunately, I was able to bear down with him on second and not allow any runs.
Yeah, you got the number 8 hitter to close the door. In the third, you mowed him down, and in the fourth inning, there was a walk, a force, a walk, 2 on, 1 out. You got a visit on the mound. Was it about settle down, how to pitch Grebeck? What was the focus of that conversation?
Yeah, it was more of just a settle down type thing, and my pitching coach just said, if you want to stay in the game, you got their strikes. If you want to win, you got their strikes. So it was just to settle me down.
And I guess it worked. You got a strikeout swinging, then a strikeout looking to end it. What worked all of a sudden that you were able to finish so strong to wrap up your night with a pair of Ks?
Really, it was just competing and attacking. Like I said, I didn't necessarily have a great feel for my stuff, but I just tried to be as aggressive as I could.
Now, so we fast forward to the ninth inning. Your big fella's out there who had come in during the eighth, gotten a big jam, got a strikeout. So all of a sudden now you got the number 8 hitter up, tying run at the plate, 1 out. What was the buzz in the dugout like?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty nervous, but we were just trying to be as supportive as we could. Nervous and excited.
We're talking with Dylan Cease, who threw 4 shutout innings. Great performance last night at Everett. This evening, of course, you guys could win all the marbles. Tyson Miller gets the start. If I were to turn you into an analyst for this game, how would you describe this guy?
Tyson's a guy who mixes all of his pitches very well. He's tall, so he gets on top of the ball well, and he's been pitching really well for us.
I want to, because it's the first time we've had a chance to have you on our show, get some personal background. So you're from Milton, Georgia, repping the 770. That's an Atlanta suburb. So yep. Growing up, were you a big Braves fan, or did you have any team loyalty?
Yeah, I was pretty much Braves all the way.
But there was a time, if I read correctly, you were considered a possible first-round pick. And then in early March of 2013, you had some discomfort in your throwing elbow. I mean, you were having a terrific high school career. You'd won a state championship. It was a year from the draft. So what happened, and what kind of a process, what kind of work did you have to put in to heal up and still obviously made yourself a really valuable pick by the Cubs?
Yeah, the third game of my high school senior year, I ended up partially tearing it. I went to a doctor and we checked it out and they didn't think I needed surgery, but it just didn't get any better. So I signed and then I had to spend the next year plus rehabbing out in Arizona. But I'm back better than I ever have been now. Everything feels good and it's exciting to learn how to start pitching.
Let me ask you something. You know, obviously, once upon a time, people looked at that as career-threatening, and now it just seems so commonplace. But how long was it? Do you remember the time where the doctors said, you know what, cut it loose, see if you could still throw your fastball without discomfort? Do you remember that time when you were able to literally take the harness off, cut it loose, and you felt good, and then you figured, all right, I'm back on track?
Yeah, it was probably 10 months to a year out. It took me a really, really long time to trust it. But I remember, I think 9 or 10 months out, I was pitching extended, and in my first outing, I hit 98, and that's when I knew that it was back.
Yeah, 98 sounds pretty good from my chair. so as we're heading into the 2014 draft, I got one more thought for you. Were you pretty sure you were going to go that high, fourth pick of the sixth round? And what is that day like? I mean, we're all so trained to see two rounds of the NBA and the big deal they make out of the NFL. But, you know, who did you hang out with and what was going through your head when your name got called?
Yeah, it was. My agent called me after the third round and said that the Cubs were planning on taking me in the sixth. But I was just hanging out with family, actually.
That's awesome.
That was exciting.
All right. That's cool. Hey, I'm glad things have worked out, that you're healthy and your career is on an upward trajectory. Great performance last night, and good luck tonight, bringing home a title.
Thank you. Appreciate
All
that.
Right. Have a good one.